joined by Sandy Coe from the Vermilion Chamber of Commerce, Executive Director, here to talk about the, I'm going to take a deep breath, 51st Woolly Bear Festival. And Sandy, we've got stickers. I think I have a t-shirt from the 20, it's like a 30-year-old t-shirt. And I will tell anybody who wants to, the merchandise that goes with Woolly Bear lasts a long time. I got stickers on some equipment here at the radio station from a number of years ago when Dick Goddard would have those annual new logos designed. It was always beautiful to pick those up, and I'm sure there's collectors for those things too, right?
Absolutely. It's nostalgic. And the Fox 8 booth is going to be here with their wheel. You spin the wheel, and you get a chance to win one of that nostalgic old t-shirts or stickers this year.
Well, that is great. So the 51st Woolly Bear Festival coming up on Sunday, from 9 to 5 in Vermilion. This is where the entire world comes to Vermilion. Are you guys ready?
We are ready. We're just finalizing and adding the final touches to everything for this Woolly Bear Sunday. The event goes on rain or shine, so it looks like the sun is going to be poking through on Sunday, and we're not going to have an issue with rain, but we do get questions all the time. Rain, shine, snow, sleet, whatever it is, the day goes on, the fun goes on, and you can be a kid for the day, regardless of the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. And what time do things start on Sunday?
At 9 a.m., we have Johnny Live. We'll take the main stage with classic rock and country. And at that time, in the back of the main stage, you'll register for the events, the Woolly Bear 500, Caterpillar Race, the King and Queen costume, and the Animal Pet Woolly Bear costume judging. All will take place.
And that goes on. And it's kind of, I guess, people start coming early, and then they sort of work in their way, too. Some people wake up and they think, hey, it's Woolly Bear Sunday. I got to get to Vermilion. What's the best way for them to sort of navigate everybody coming into town? Any suggestions on that?
Because we have such a large amount of people that come into town at once, we always say park outside and be shuttled in. That is the best, the easiest way. So at the Vermilion Sailorway Middle School off of Sailorway Drive, Luciato will be doing shuttling and shuttling people in and out. And that is handicap accessible as well.
That makes it best for everybody who's all the pedestrians that will be coming to the main Liberty Avenue and areas of downtown Vermilion, right?
Yes. If they visit woollybearfestival.com, that has our list of where the best places to park.
That sounds great. Well, again, we talk about starting at 9 o'clock. You've got the Woolly Bear Caterpillar Race. This is in two parts, right? It's before and after the parade, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. At 10 o'clock, we have the preliminaries of the Woolly Bear Caterpillar Race. And then you come back at 4:30 for the finals. And who is going to be crowned the Woolly Bear 500 Caterpillar winner?
All right, so kids and folks are out there hunting down their caterpillars now, ready for the race on Sunday. But they're also sewing up and figuring out their costumes, right?
Yes, for their children and for their furry children. So we have the pets. We have rabbits, dogs, cats. We've had a fish. We had roosters. Dress your animals up. Bring them down to the Woolly Bear Festival. It's just a lot of fun. It's just fun.
You're probably amazed at how creative people become when they show up on that Sunday.
Very creative. And we get some great pictures. It's always a lot of fun.
And, of course, a lot of folks from Fox 8 will be there. That's kind of an inherited mantle, right, that they pass down to different reporters and people. From what I remember in the past, anybody who shows up at Fox 8, they almost have probably a precursor of what this Woolly Bear thing is all about.
Oh, absolutely. We do have several Fox 8 personality that will be joining us. If Tracy McCool and Lou Maglio will be emceeing our parade, and we have Gabe Spiegel and Natalie Herbig will be up and now emceeing the Woolly Bear Animal Costume Contest. And, of course, Little John and Kimberly Goddard is going to be up there emceeing for the Woolly Bear 500 Caterpillar Race.
Well, that's great. Again, we have the Caterpillar preliminaries at 10, and then after the parade, they'll have the finals for that, as long as they hang on to the what happens to the caterpillars in between? I'm curious. Are they in the pocket? Do the kids hold on to it?
No, these kids come up with creative little houses for their caterpillars. And so many unique different little houses that they make for their caterpillars just temporarily, because after the race, we ask them to release them back into the wild so they can go into hibernation.
Yep, and turn into whatever that moth slash butterfly thing is that they become, right? We don't want to know about that. But of course, based on that too, they'll get a weather prediction, right? I'm sure?
Absolutely. You are going to find out if it's going to snow this winter. So come in. Dante Jones will be there from Fox 8 at 5 o'clock on the main stage at the corner of Ohio and Main Street, and he'll be giving us that prediction, depending on the width of the caterpillar's rusty color.
Talking today with Sandy Coe from the Vermilion Chamber of Commerce. A big event comes to Vermilion, the 51st Woolly Bear Festival, really the biggest parade that we need to talk about. Talk about what's in that parade. What can you share with us today?
Oh, my gosh. We have Fox 8 personality, marching bands, royalty, vintage automobiles, animals, majorette groups. We have Moondog Cav is going to be coming in from the Cavaliers. We have Stomper from the Lake Erie Crushers will be here. Wilfred the Woolly Bear, obviously, is going to be here as well. So you're going to see Pete the Cat. So lots of fun characters are going to be in our parade this year. And, of course, we're honoring Paws Ohio as the Grand Parade Marshal, because they are behind the ones behind Goddardswell. And you'll find out more when you come that day. We're going to have a presentation right before the parade.
Right. If I get hungry during this day, what do I get to do? Is there a lot of booths set up for that?
There, you know, we have over 40 food booths here, and they all have different foods. So you can just eat your way through that midway.
And enjoy the parade. And there's a lot of, again, the parade route. You can get the map also at the site to find out where they're at and just follow along. But, again, one of the longest parades. I know you still kind of qualify as the longest parade.
It's the largest one-day festival in the state of Ohio.
Thank you for the qualifier on that.
Yes.
Just wear your orange and brown and represent as best as you can the Woolly Bears. And again, the 51st Woolly Bear Festival happening Sunday, again, October 8th from 9 to 5 in Vermilion. Again, people go to the Chamber site or where is it Woolly Bear? What's the site do you have for the setup for that?
WoollyBearFestival.com. Right. And Woolly Bear has two O's and two L's.
I'm spelling it correctly. Thank you very much, Sandy. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. You have a great day.